our sister Lindsay.
Good morning, everybody. I'd like to praise the Lord this morning. The children have been working on a play / skit in Sunday school, so we'd like to perform it. And the name is The Reason for Easter. So I'd like to thank everybody.
Got the little kids getting busy. Praise God. We're going to bear with them. Hallelujah. We can keep our mind. I know y'all can bear with us. I know you can bear with them.
I'm Susie. This is Newsy, a snooze reporter from Channel 7 News Blaster News with all the news that is news while it is news. Now, what do we have here? What is this demonstration all about? Luckily for my adoring fans out there, Newsy, a snooze reporter from Channel 7 News Blaster News with all the news that is news while it is news is here on location. And if true as my name is Newsy, I shall get to the bottom of the news. You, sir, what is your name?
Me? You want to talk to me?
Just the facts. What do you know?
What do I know?
Sir, you're wasting valuable news blaster news time as well as needlessly using up my incredible, beautiful voice. Now, what's your name and what do you know?
Well, I'm Charlie, and I know all about the stars in the solar system, and I get real good grades in math.
No. What do you know about what is happening here? The protest, the demonstration, whatever it is.
Oh, this? We're just trying to find out the reason for Easter.
Hold that thought. Time for a good message from the good folks who make Channel 7 News Blast News possible. Dear friends, are you up all night suffering from backache, headaches, sore joints, chronic hair loss? Well, old Susie has good news for you. Just you take two revolutionary Dr. Biggs Little Bomber B tablets, and quick as you can say, Susie knows news, while you'll be back to your old self again. And now back to the news that is news.
Excuse us.
Who are you?
I am the Easter egg.
Hate to break your shell egg, but there are like a gazillion eggs out there.
I am the Easter egg, and I am the reason for Easter.
He
He's the reason for Easter. He's the Easter egg, and he's the reason for Easter. He's the Easter egg, and he's the reason for Easter. He's the Easter egg.
Wow, that is really a Wyatt. What? He says he is the reason for Easter. What I say, that is really a Wyatt.
And you are?
Who else? I am really the Wabbit, and I'm the reason for Easter.
Wabbit? Rabbit?
What? Right. I'm Willie the Wabbit, and I'm the reason for Easter.
He's Willie the Rabbit, and he's the reason for Easter. He's Willie the Rabbit, and he's the reason for Easter. He's Willie the Rabbit, he's the reason for Easter.
That's just so wrong.
What's that?
That's not the real reason for Easter.
You know that. You're just a little kid.
Because I know the real reason for Easter. That's why.
She doesn't know. That's not fair. Loser.
Jesus died and rose again. That's the reason for Easter.
You're sure?
He's alive and he's coming soon. That's the reason for Easter.
Jesus died and rose again. That's the reason for Easter. He's alive and he's coming soon. What are you waiting for? Let's go celebrate.
Jesus died and rose again. That's the reason for Easter. Jesus died and rose again. That's the reason for Easter. Jesus died and rose again.
Jesus dies and rose again. That's the reason for Easter.
Good night, everybody.
Introduce yourself and tell your part.
I am Jason. I play the egg.
I'm Jacoby and I play the part of Charlie.
I am Jeremiah. I'm the one who played Willie the Wabbit.
I'm Jenna, and I play the part of Becky.
Praise the Lord. I believe we on our way. Pastor said we ought to be shamed. She said we ought to be shamed. I think they did put us to shame. Y'all did an awesome job. Hallelujah. Come on, give them a round of applause. They did an awesome job. And not only them, the teachers did an awesome job. Hallelujah. What a surprise. I mean, man, they did good. All right, all right. God is so great. We're going to turn the service over to the hands of our pastor. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I don't want to start crying and counting up here. Y'all did really good. I'm telling you. Those kids learned all. I mean, that reporter, she just went on and on and on and on. Oh, my Lord. That's beautiful. And they said, can we have this over here for a couple of weeks and y'all go over there? And man, y'all, oh man. Shame, shame. Shame, shame. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you. Who else was? Leslie, Lindsay, thank all of you. You did a marvelous job. Give them again. Praise the Lord. No, it's not the egg. And it's not the bunny rabbit. Though we have added these things to the resurrection day. But it's not any of that. Jesus came. Jesus rose again. He's a wonderful God. Will you stand on your feet for just a few minutes? Thank you, Lord. First, we want to reach out in prayer for the girl that's Dominique in the hospital. I want to go with you to the hospital to pray with her. You come and get me one day and we go to the hospital. Leslie, is that your friend? Whose friend? Whose friend is it? Lindsay? Pray where you came. But anyway, we'll get together. Praise the Lord. And so, Lord, I want to pray for this child. As they mentioned it to me, I just thought about the day and why you rose and how wonderful you are. And praise the Lord. And I know, Lord, that you keep telling us these things for a reason. People sick, people, but we know who can heal. Not only can heal, we know who can turn around. We know you, Jesus, and we thank you. And so we thank you for today and what you have done, Lord. For our children, we just really appreciate the children studying, and that is so beautiful. Praise the Lord. And so I give you praise for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And surely this is our season. This is a good season, Lord, and a season for us. And so I just want to thank you for all the visitors that's come, for the young lady who was in our class today. I just really appreciate you, Lord. You're so good. Now I'm asking you to take us into this to the word of God, which is the most important thing in the world to me. Praise the Lord. Without the word, we just cannot stand. Praise the Lord. And if we stand on the word, we're going to make it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we give you praise and we ask you for an anointing to preach your holy word. It is so precious. I've never been so glad, oh God, for this pulpit and a place to preach this wonderful word. I just want to thank you. I appreciate you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big clap offering. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of times in prayer, like the sister, I was telling her, she was asking about her songs. So a lot of times God give me a little tune to a song. Sometimes I sing, praise the Lord, that you may be seated. Sometimes I sing just whatever come in my mind. Sometimes I sing whatever. But it was a tune. There's a lot of times when I sing, I forget the tune. You know, because you make up a song, you forget the tune, you know. But this is a little tune that God gave me, and I want to sing it today. Just a little song. Jesus is coming soon. That's what he told me. Jesus is coming soon. It may be morning, night, or noon, but Jesus is coming soon. Let us then be prepared. Let us then be prepared. It may be morning, night, or noon, but let us then be prepared. Try it with me. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. It may be morning, night, or noon, but Jesus is coming soon. Let us then be prepared. Let us then be prepared. Let us then be prepared. It may be morning, night, or noon, but let us then be prepared. Lord, I know you're coming. You are coming soon. Now, that just came to me, and in the mornings I sing, and I say, Lord, thank you for letting me keep the tune of the song, because most times I lose the tunes because I'm singing sometime, the Lord is my shepherd or whatever. Praise the Lord. Like to be sung to. If he sang over you, he liked to be sung to. But as I was reading the scriptures, I want you to go with me to John, the second chapter. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, my heart is, I don't know. You know, you to get to a place, you have to get in my age bracket again. Praise the Lord. I know he's coming soon. If you can look at things, you're not crazy. Come on, saints. Praise the Lord. You can look at the way things are going. Praise the Lord. He's coming soon. There's something in the air. I don't know what it is, but we're going to be ready. Praise the Lord. I like what Jackie said. I really don't care. You do care in a way. I understood exactly what she was saying. I don't care enough to worry about it. Hallelujah. I don't care enough to be upset about it. I don't care enough to be all, you know, bite my nails and can't whatever. You know what I'm saying? I know things are going to happen. And so I told the Lord, I said, Lord, what I'm asking you is to prepare us. Prepare us to stand whatever we got to go through. Praise the Lord. So I'm reading the Bible. I open the Bible to John. And I've read this chapter many times. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in John the 2 in the first chapter, the first verse, the second chapter, and the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And that's all I went to. I say, yeah. There was a marriage in the Cana of Galilee on the third day. Then the Lord be telling me, he said, this is the third day for the saints, if they will take it. This is the third day. Hallelujah. So I got all excited, you know, and I'm going out there. Like I said, I get on Google and wherever. What is three? What does it mean? I know. Praise the Lord. And I throw to the cross. Hallelujah. 9 o'clock, they put him on the cross. 3 hours later, he says, Lord, why has thou forsaken me? 3 hours later, he's gone. So three, and I kept saying, woo, Lord, this is great. Lord, is anything in this? Is anything in this three? Praise the Lord. Anything in this. Hallelujah. You was a sinner once. Hallelujah. You was away from God. But now you serve the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, God is a good God. Yes, he is. And I'm telling you, pay attention when you're reading the scriptures. Pay attention to these numbers because they show me some. I don't care what nobody say. Praise the Lord. Do you not know? Praise the Lord. There are 27 books in the New Testament. And three times three in the third power is 27. I'll say, Lord, have mercy. Y'all know 3 times 3 is 9. And 9 times 3 is 27. I said, Lord, he has given us a promise that he will be back soon. Hallelujah. That he, listen, so I went to Matthew. Praise the Lord. And I've been, you know, you read the Bible, but you know, ain't no need of you getting all mad with the people. We the same. Praise the Lord. You know, we go about the same as anybody. Praise, that's theirs. Praise the Lord. But I went to Matthew, the 16th chapter, someone is going to turn to that, and the 20th verse. Hallelujah. Say, from then, so Jesus told them, I'm thinking about the third now, all these threes I'm thinking of. He said, from this time forth, began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. And I said, Lord, what are you saying? I told my disciples Today you are telling them Jesus is coming soon. Today, as we sit in this auditorium, wherever you go to church, I don't know what's going on, but Jesus is coming soon. Well, maybe she get ready to go. I say, Jesus is coming soon. Whether we go before or whatever, Jesus is coming soon. But then Isaiah said, I'll show you a mystery. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you something. A virgin shall succeed and shall bring forth a son. And you shall call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Praise. So I just want to thank the Lord. Give God, Jesus Christ, a big hand clap for coming to this world. He is so good. Praise the Lord. I just thought about it. I said, Lord, you are so good. You came into the world, praise the Lord, to show us the way. And then I read and I got so excited because I would. One of my verses this week was in 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. Where eyes haven't seen, nor ears heard, nor has it entered into the heart of men what God has prepared for those who fear him. But he said, so sister quoted the verse. She said, you know, eyes haven't seen. I said, but you ain't read the next verse. But it has been revealed unto us by his spirit. His spirit is revealing to us there is a heaven, there is a hell, there is a place that God is going to come and get us and take us out of this mess. Praise the Lord. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. So we that are sitting here waiting upon the Lord, praise the Lord, on the third day, praise the Lord. I thought, now listen, when I read on the third day was a marriage. I ain't going to be up here long because all I got is the third day. If I ain't do enough with that, then it'll be okay. I was thinking about it. Say, he said in the third day there was a marriage of in the kingdom of Galilee. And I said, yeah. Praise the Lord. So he went and told his disciples, and I'm going to be raised again on the third day. This is what he said. We getting ready to have a bang dang. Yeah, listen, the Jews, the marriage was a big thing with the Jewish nation, and it still is. I mean, it's beautiful. You know, listen, and they don't wear white. The women don't wear white. They wear the finest things that they got in their house. If their daddy was rich, they got on embroidered clothes and all this stuff, and they're hanging and carrying on. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But you know what Jesus said to me? He said, on the third day, I rose again. And on the third day, I'm coming again. Praise the Lord. I don't know what that meant, but that's what he said. On the third day, I'm coming. Praise the Lord to my people. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell y'all, get ready. Children of God, don't live no shipshod lives. We was in the Sunday school this morning, and I told it's a scripture to say, praise the Lord, knowing the terror of God. It's in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, somebody get that for me. 2 Corinthians, get it for me, Al. Let me get it. 2, I wrote it down because I couldn't. 2 Corinthians 5:11. Praise the Lord. Children of God, we've been having some good lessons. And so God has seemed to taken us back to the old landmarks. But you that's been back there, your heart cries. Sister, if you was in the first time when the Lord used to move in your church, praise the Lord, your Baptist church or wherever, you know, it was just a difference. It was a different feeling. When you go to church, it was different. People were different. But now we done got so high polluted and so polluted until something is getting wrong. Read it. Nor therefore the terror of the Lord. We persuade men. But we are made manifest. Listen, knowing the terror. Listen, we cannot live a ship-shotted life. You know, this is how have your way, Lord. We cannot live a ship-shotted life. We got to be in or out. Amen. We got to be up or down. God ain't no in between. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Africans say you either ice cold or red hot. No in between. So we want to get red hot. D.D., we want to get red hot. All we been think we going to do, we going to do it, D. Praise the Lord. I ain't talking about no healing. Now I'm talking about what we said we going to do. Praise the Lord. I said, Lord, it's time to get red hot. Praise the Lord. Because that's the only thing that touches people, the heat. Praise the Lord. I want to just encourage you today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to, like I said, my heart is just, I know, sister, where I came from. I know where this church came from. and I know where it seemed to be going. The young people don't know nothing. We were sitting out there talking about, sister, you know, we were saying about it being closed on Sunday. Said it was closed. Did you know? What? Closed on Sunday? How did y'all, what are y'all, you know? They never heard the like. Because when we go Sunday, boom, to the store we go. Is it Saturday or Sunday? That's your thing. I ain't getting into that. Praise, but I do know it's a Sabbath day. And I know he said to keep it holy. And I know he's the Sabbath. I understand all that too. But there is a time, I'm telling you, we just need to get back to the word of God. Because on the third day, hallelujah, look at me, hallelujah, he's going to come on the third day. And he got to find us ready. Now, when the third day in heaven, I don't know. And nobody else knows. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to tell you something. Jesus is coming. And he might come in your generation. Don't be talking, well, you know. No. He come in your generation. He could come in your generation. And he may come in the morning. He may come while you sleep. He may come in the noontime. It's up to him. Hallelujah. So when you go to sleep, you women, don't y'all go to sleep mad. Husband, y'all done got something. Y'all better get it together. Because he said, you know what he said? Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Where you going there, Lord? Don't let it go down on your wrath. We take things, so listen, take the word serious. If he say don't do it, then it ain't no, it's us not wanting to mind. That's what it is. It's like a kid, you say don't do that, you might as well not say it because that's the very thing. Don't do that. The other you saying, get it. Don't do that, honey. Don't bother that. You saying bother it. Because the child, and we act like kids. Well, the Lord, he gonna help me. He ain't told me that. He is telling you now. And if you don't expect this, the voice of the Lord, then you need to be someplace else. Listen, we got to live according to his word. I said, we got to live according to the word of the living God. We got to live according to the word of God. We can't be saying, well, you know, whatever y'all say. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, it's pitiful. And so last night, I was a little, I went to sleep during the day, and I wasn't sleepy that night. Last night, so I got up. They had the Ten Commandments on it. And I remember looking at the Ten Commandments. I said, Lord, how could I sit and look at all these lies? I got so sick. But yeah, Joshua come out there and did, and all this junk. Lord, I said, turn that mess off. I said, God, this is pitiful. This is pitiful. I'll get my little contraption I got and put me something else on it. I said, this is really sad. You know, we accept this mess. And some of the kids will be quoting just what they see. They see stuff on the TV and they say, you know something. And no. That's why you got to read your. You got to read your. You ain't got to be. If what I'm preaching, you go back and get your and pick it up and read it. You got to read it. And many people don't read it. Come on now. We all been guilty. But the thing of it is, sister, we got to read. And you young people now, brother, not understand this now, girl. Learn a few verses, like 1, 2, 3. Put it in your memory. He told us that. Brother Wigglesworth told us, by the way. Brother Wigglesworth, you know, he was a man of the Lord. I know that man was a man of God, if anybody ever heard of him. Pray, we got to put the word in our hearts. Yeah, we got to put the word in our hearts. And I'm sorry. I said, God, I used to get the Bible and try to learn long passages. And now, I can't remember half the time, but I know when I hear it. And I told God, I know not the importance of it. Sister, I know the importance of it now. I said, I know the importance of it now. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, I'm looking for something. I'm looking for something for this church. I'm looking for something. I preach it all the time. Praise the Lord. But you got to live holy. You got to live like the Lord say, live. You got to stay out the places the Lord say, don't go. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm young. Yeah, you young. But Jesus said, don't do it. Don't let yourself do anything that you say Jesus won't do. You want to go such a place? Is Jesus going to be there? They made a wedding in Canada, and Jesus was there, and his mother was there. But Jesus can't be there. Don't you be there. I said, if Jesus ain't there, don't you be there. I don't see nothing wrong with it. Is Jesus there? If ain't nothing wrong with it, he'll be there. Don't be no word that you be afraid he might not come and get you. Understood, Dee Dee? We live so careless. We, W-E. But I'm telling you, my soul is going to say, Lord, something is going on. I know I'm going to preach the third day, but something is going on, God. Help us to live according to your word. Lord, let us do, hallelujah, let's stop talking about I can do this. This is legalism. That ain't nothing but the devil. I said, ain't nothing but the devil. Women used to be holy. They used to dress holy. Now, you know, I can't hardly look at the news. I don't know how you men stand it. This woman was sitting, the anchor women, they sit there here, and they trying to cover it. And sometimes they ain't trying to cover it. Well, that's old. Listen, this is not godly. I don't care what you say. It's the way women ought to dress. You ain't got to wear your dresses down to your ankles like most of them. You ain't got to do that. But you need to cover up your ugly knees. You're not looking cute with your dress up there. And men, poor men, praise the Lord. We had a restaurant, and this man was an Iranian that kept the restaurant. And he said, you know, I can't go to y'all churches. I said, why? Because the women in their tight pants, and I'm looking. And I know I ain't supposed to look. Where I get here, I'm going to follow Jesus. Listen, you got to get back to what God said. Stop talking about legalism. The devil going to take you to hell if you keep talking about legalism. You got to do what God tell you to do. Well, the Lord ain't told me. Well, you ain't listening. I said, you just ain't listening. The Bible says things in the New Testament. And you know, let me tell you, we're trying to go on all the revelations God given us. We're trying to just go right along. We're going to revelate ourselves and be red in hell. You got to be careful. You got to live right. You got to dress right. You got to talk right. You got to walk right. And we got to start doing it and make yourself do it. It ain't going to fall on you and say, bam. Well, you know, Dee Dee, God told you that. God told you that. What did he say to one? He say to all. I say, that's what the Bible say. Get your Bible. Women, I'm telling you, we wonder why. Well, you know, I go to church office. You know why you don't feel nothing? All right. Nothing from nothing. Leave nothing. Women get the back. Honestly, this is simple. Women get the back living like we used to live. Holy. Acceptable unto God. When we come to church, we're going to feel God. You hear me? Not. We're going to feel God. Men get back in their place and start doing what they're supposed to do. We're going to feel God. And God going to, listen, we come to church and we have to sing 20 songs to get people pumped up. It's just like you pumping an old well. You remember the water thing we had, brother? You go priming, trying to get some water going. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you, if you do this, you go back and live like you're supposed to live, we won't have to be priming you, trying to get you to going. Now, you know it's the truth, sister. You was in it. I know you might not have been well, but you was in it. You know it's different. Well, I wonder why it was different. We different. God ain't changed. God looking for somewhere he can drop down. God said, Lord, looking for something he can drop down. And a lot of times with all the tinsel and things, people get caught up in that stuff. And half of them ain't living nothing. I told y'all about this girl. She's in this big, and I'm not against big church. They can be big as they want to be. We just need to live right. The thing of it is, we're supposed to be living so we can see Jesus. So we can live with him. Get out of this place and live forever. That's what we want to live, sister. We're not trying to do, you know, we just want to live where we can see Jesus in peace. I pray that if you don't understand, God will touch your heart and that he will let you know what holiness is. He will let you know how to live right, how to dress right, how to talk right, how to go to the right places, young people. There are places you can go, praise the Lord, hallelujah, that won't do something to your soul. Next time you go say, well, Lord, why did Jesus come here? Jesus come here? Hallelujah. I know there are things, we are older. Me, Mark, we are older. And we do things maybe, you know, you can't do maybe. Not sin now. Can't do no sin now. You know what I'm saying? But somebody said to me, said, did you see the war room? I said, no. Not yet. I went to some, I ain't been there since I was 19. I don't know how to go into a movie house. I don't know if you turn the door, ring the doorbell, how you get in there. I'd be a nut trying to go. Now, that's my walk. That's my walk. But I'm going to tell you, he said, sit among sinners. You think everybody in there saved? Because everybody in the church ain't saved either. But I think you're going to catch more sinners up in a sinner place. I say, I'll see it. I'll see it when it get on TV or whatever. Keep on. Well, you got a TV, yeah, but I can cut it off. And I can select what I want to see. You go there, you got to look at what they're showing you. Saints used to didn't do it. They didn't, sister. They didn't do it. They did not. People say, well, you know, that's legalism. People out there. Won't you just try for a month to go back to the legalism and see what God will do? Let's just try for a month to go with what we say legalism is. Go back and do what they say legalism is. And I guarantee you God will move in our churches. We'll see people healed, delivered, praise, set free, praise the Lord. We come in, go out, come in, go out. God is not pleased with that. Praise the Lord. But I said, Lord, you know, we can't do anything without you. Al, you remember we was young. Y'all came in when I had this church, a young church. And all the young people came in. And they were saying, you know, God told us not to do such, such thing. God told us not to do such, such thing. And we saw God move. You wonder why? Okay. We were doing different. I said, we were doing what God told us to do. And all of a sudden, everybody gets grown. Well, I mean, you know, it don't take all that. It don't take all that. And now you don't take all that, but look at where we sit. Hello. I said, hello. I am really persuaded. I took the kids up to Troy, me, Al, I think, and Tawana. And those people lived holy, holy, holy. You could feel the Spirit of the Lord all in that church. Just, and she said, wonder why? I said, wonder why? I said, because they live right. They live right. They ain't going where y'all go, doing what y'all do. Now, I wasn't going to preach this. I preached by third day. Brother Mike preached in the third day. Amen. We got to get back. We got to get back to basics and back to living holy. Well, what is holiness, sister? It's living like God say live. That's what it is. Women ought to stand and say, Lord, is this too short? Is this too tight? This too. And I'm sitting up there doing this. I said, oh, God, my neck too low. I guess maybe I'm getting old. I said, oh, Lord, you know, amen. Is that all right? I'm talking about people used to just did not do it. They didn't. Praise the Lord. They call us holy rollers. I'd rather be called a holy roller and see God move than to sit up sick and can't get well. And your life messed up. You can't do nothing with the kids. Can't do nothing with nothing. And that's the reason. That's the reason. Because Jesus promised to move for us. I'm so glad you got up and said God move like that. Now see, that's the God I know. I don't know no God you constantly asking him something. He's sitting up there, huh? Huh? What you doing? Pray a little longer. Pray a little. No. No, no, no. Uh-uh. No, no, no. God is my father. I say he's my father. And I know I watch Al and my husband being a father. And ain't nothing them kids didn't need that they wouldn't try to do it. They say, well, you know, you didn't do so. So wham, you know, no, no, no. Our father is our father. And he loves us and he's our father. But he's telling me I did not want to preach this. I didn't even think about preaching nothing about this. Pray, but we got to go back to holiness. We got to live right. We got to stay out of these junk joints and that man that, at the picture show. You stop giving him your money. Bring your money and give it to the church and send it over there, them kids over there dying. Yeah, she preached. Okay, just sit there, keep doing what you're doing. I ain't got nothing to do with it. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I can't make nobody do nothing. All I do is tell them. Amen. That's why you don't see me in your face. I know what you're doing, but I know that God is a deliverer. You want to be delivered, he delivered you when he died on Calvary. He said it is finished when he died on Calvary. He means that if you will come, he will say, he will do what he said. Praise the Lord. It ain't nothing you too hard, girl. It ain't nothing too hard. You say, I can't. What you think about when he died? We sung about him dying on the cross. You think that he loved that? No, it hurt. No. He went through as a man. Hallelujah. So much that he say, Father, why have you forsaken me? You look like you done forsook me. I'm standing up here doing what I need to do, and you have forsaken me. We're going to take the sacrament, and we're going to weep. You can't overcome. Don't say, well, you know, yes, you can. You calling God a lie. If you can't overcome, you can overcome. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we're going to clap for you. We're going to dance for you. Praise the Lord. Thanking God you overcame. But I want you to know, don't let the devil tell you you can't quit. The devil is a lie. No. You don't have to beat up there knocking on that woman's door. You don't. You ain't married to her. You don't have to do that, because Jesus Christ had made it possible for us to live a life above sin. Then you sit there, you messed up inside, and you know, hell, that ain't nothing but the devil. See what he do to you? See how you do to you? Pray you can't go nowhere around, but scared somebody may find it out. Hello? But you don't have to. I heard Brother Shelmock say a man was on the corner, he was preaching, sinner, you don't have to sin no more. Pray that, so you don't have to sin. I said, you don't. Well, we flesh. Yeah, we are. But we still don't have to sin. We can live above sin because Jesus said we could. And we got to put on these things. He said, he didn't say, I'm going to drop this on you. He said, put it on. Even the helmet and all this. He didn't say, I'm going to put it. He said, you put it on. Because he made you in his likeness and his image. I have no revelations. I say, he made you in his likeness and in his image. I want to ask you, ladies, what is this ring thing? He gave me a ring. What is that about? Yeah, living with this dude, but he gave me a ring. What is this ring? What is this thing? Don't let this devil fool you. Honey, write some papers. Tell him to get some papers. Go to the judge. Make that thing right. Don't be talking about what do you call him? My fiance. You ain't got no fiance. He's something keeping you from living for the Lord. He ain't caring about you. I say, he don't care nothing about you. Anytime a man will take a woman down, he don't care about her. That's what they taught us, and that's what I believe. I came to my husband a pure because he didn't take me down. He never even asked to take me down. He never asked about a hotel room. And we caught it young, and we didn't have no sense. I ain't said we were perfect, but I tell you one thing, praise the Lord, I know my Redeemer lives. And I know you can live right if you want to. Amen. The church used to church us. I may have to stop by churching, folks. I want to see your soul saved. You know, you can't tip on tipping through the tulips. Ain't no tulips to tip through. He told you, you're going through tribulation. Then he said, but you don't want to go through tribulation. You don't want to live different from everybody else. Because if you do, people are going to talk about you. Here she come. Here come Al. All he talk about is Jesus. Here he come. I mean, you know, we in this world. You know, we ain't got to be there. You know how they go. Amen. But if you want to live godly, everybody that live godly in Christ, she'll suffer persecution. They're going to suffer. Lord didn't promise you not that you wasn't going to suffer. And I've been reading the Testament, sister. Those men suffered. They turned the world upside down, but they suffered. And all of the apostles except one were martyred. We don't even want to think about that. But we got to love Jesus until the death. And we got to ask them to help us to love him to the death. Lord, what am I preaching? I say we got to love him to the death. How do we got to be like these Muslims? We got to love our God because he is the God. You believe he is God? Then let's love him like that. You don't get there overnight, but you get there living day by day until you get a relationship where you don't care who say what or who went whatever, that you love him and you're going to serve him. We got to get there. Come on, children. Let's go. Let's get there together. Come on. Come on. Let's live what we're supposed to live. Let's do what we're supposed to do. Stop letting yourself do things because you think that you want to do it. And then call it right. The Lord say today, you are walking on dangerous ground. The Lord gave me a dream. And I saw this person. And they was in orange. Orange is joy. But then when they got up, I smelled something. A woman. In a womanly way. I smelled. It was terrible. It's a terrible odor to that stuff. Okay, women, y'all know what I'm talking about? And I worried about that dream. And I worried about that dream. I said, Lord, what in the world is this? She had on orange, which is joy. I looked up. I know orange is joy and stuff like that. But the Lord told me, said, she's ready to abort. She's ready to abort. That's why my mind be. I'm in the Sunday school, but my mind is, Lord, don't let us abort. Don't let us abort. He said she's ready to abort. But man, you don't know about that. Maybe you had a wife, you might though. The church is in a bad shape. I'm just that's what it is. I know we growing, people are coming, but we gotta live right. To me, the churches ain't how many folk you got. It's who living right. I'd rather have this many people that's living decent lives. You know what I mean? They say, you belong to Revival Center. Ooh, good. You know, I want the Revival Center to carry a good name. I don't care. Oh, you belong to that little bitty church, fine. But you living right. Living for God. Hallelujah. What people say, girl, y'all. Now you're getting somewhere. You tell the people, girl, you don't have to do all that. You're getting somewhere then. People can tell you don't have to do all that. Oh, you're getting somewhere then. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Praise the Lord. Because you got to live better than that. The people in Iran and at Galveston and all our brethren over there in jail. I got out there. They're in jail. Not because of this. They're in jail because they love God. We've been blessed here in America. Nobody's knocked on our door yet and told us we couldn't pray or sing. Nobody come in the church with a comet gun and say, if you love Jesus, we're going to shoot you down. But it might happen. Hello? So we're going to pray. We got to be real. I said, we got to be real. And as we go, this is the day to take the sacrament. Did you get it ready? Yes. Praise the Lord. When I said the third, we're going to take it today. I'm praying this way, Lord, let me be worthy. Let me be worthy. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I love you all, and I thank God for you. But I'm telling you, it bothers me, the church, because I come into church when they was on the tip of, they was just coming out of revival, and people lived clean lives. They did not go to places some people go now that they let themselves go. Shoot, we could even go bowling. I ain't saying nothing wrong with bowling now, but we didn't go bowling. We didn't come on now. We didn't go bowling. We didn't go nowhere that sinners congregated. Hello. Because he said about being the congregation of, come on now. So we didn't go nowhere that sinners congregated. But now people go everywhere. You know, I've never bowled in my life, child. Don't know a thing about it. Thank God. Hallelujah. Well, am I sinning? That's between you and the Lord. I'm talking the things we let ourselves do. You understand what I'm saying? We everywhere we everywhere the sinners are. We do everything they do. We wear what they wear. We think like they think. God is not pleased. And you can't fire me because you didn't hire me. So go home, twinkle your toes, and say, I ain't going back. I'll see you next week. Amen. God wants us to be holy. I say holy. Well, sister, pastor, what is holy? Look, read your Bible. It'll tell you what. He said, don't do it. Don't do it. He ain't coming to, well, the Old Testament says such and such a thing. The New Testament says the same. Women, the New Testament saying the same thing. You should dress shamefaced. Now, if you in the mirror and say, this looks shamefaced, Lord, and ask Daddy, this long enough and this tight enough, and, you know. I think we should love God enough to just say, Lord, I just want to please you. I just want to please you. What I say, where I go, and what I do. I just want to please you. It's wonderful to know how much he's telling us through Brother Al, beautiful sermon, about what he's doing. He loves us. He loved Israel too. But who is Israel now? Where is Israel now? You have to pick around to find a Jew, honey. God wants us to live. He wanted to understand. I did not understand. Boy, I say, boy, this third day, this is really wonderful. This is 3 days for this and 3 days. I said three times, three, that's what that, and three then, three, three here, three there. And I'm going with this thing. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But I have to tell you the truth. Because Jesus is coming soon. Now I was gonna sing that song 2 weeks ago, but I sung it today. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. If you never know a revelation, you better live right. Now that's my revelation for the day. You got to live right. You got to live according to what this Bible says you should do. You got to treat your brother and love your neighbor as yourself. Now, do you want somebody to come and tell you about Jesus before you go to hell and you live next door to him? Watch out. So if you ain't been next door to tell that sinner, then we ain't living right. Because he said to love as, what did he say? Come on. Your neighbor as yourself. What do you want somebody to do for you? That got me, that lady, when she said nobody never come and told her. That did it for me. I said, Lord, nobody come and told. Well, they may not listen. How you know? How you know they won't listen? Did you knock on the door and ask them? Most people want prayer. And you go to them and say, I'm your next door neighbor. I live across the street. And I just was thinking about you. Do you need prayer for anything? That gets them in, buddy. I went across the street for this lady to live up, the lady earnest before she moved. And I went and I said, Lord, I just, this poor lady, I like this. I'm going to go. I knocked on the door, went on there. I said to her, I just come. She said, I know who you are. I said, you going to church all the time? Blah, blah, blah. I said, yes. I said, can I pray for you? Yes. Up she jumps. People want you to pray for them, especially if they think you can get an answer. Come on, and you're going to get an answer. You live right. God going to hear your prayer. Oh, yes. She said, thank you. She said, you know what? I'm getting ready to move. I'm going to move such and such a place. And anything you want, I want you to come and get it. I ain't going to charge you a dime. You can get anything you want. Hello? Where you staying? I done fed you enough. I done made you mad enough, too. We got to live right. I said, we got to live right. God ain't going to blink at our sins. God ain't going to blink at your sin. He ain't going to blink at your sin. Somebody needs prayer today. God, you know, something wrong here. Something wrong. Somebody needs prayer today. Somebody, you better come today. Listen, you better not worry about who looking at you. You better not be caring. I said, you better not be caring because Jesus is coming soon. If you need God and you know you ain't where you're supposed to be, you need to get up here today. Come on. I don't care if you're the director of 20 choirs. I just don't care. You shouldn't care either. My soul is at stake, you ought to say. My soul is at stake. My soul is at stake. I'm going to tell you, God ain't going to look at you and say, okay, you, no, 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 no. No soul, no soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You being honest, God going to deliver you. All you got to do is make that first step. I don't care if you have to cry. You have to cry sometimes. Come on, come on now. You got to cry. God is going to deliver you.